Hot Houston days call for cold Houston treats, and nothing beats a 100-degree day like a cone of ice cream. But with so many delicious spots to choose from, where do we start? That's why I'm calling in Marissa Fiala, the creator of Houston Hotspots, to help us navigate the Houston ice cream scene by giving us recommendations for unique flavors, shops that are taking it to the next level, and concepts that go beyond the traditional scoop. It's Tuesday, July 25th. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. Marissa, welcome into CityCast Houston. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. Look, it is hot outside, so I need some ice cream recommendations. But before we get to that, I need to know, like, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream? Like, what do you get?
My go-to is butter pecan. But, you know, in the Houston market, there are so many different options and so many unique flavors. So I try to venture out every once in a while, but my go-to is always butter pecan.
All right. Not bad. Do you get made fun of for picking butter pecan? Because that is like an older flavor, right?
It is. And it's either like you love it or you hate it. So I do get some questions about it.
That's fine. Hey, look, whatever you like, you get, okay? No big deal. I'm a cookies and cream guy. Like, I keep it simple. I just love a good cookies and cream, and it hits the spot, I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about more adventurous flavors. I've seen so many different viral trends on Instagram with flavors, right? Like, of course, a big one was a crawfish-flavored ice cream. What's the weirdest flavor that you've seen and or tested?
Okay, so I feel like the crawfish is probably the most unique thing that I've seen, and I didn't get a chance to try it. I feel like crawfish is so out there that this might not even sound that unique, but I feel like it is. I had a cacio e pepe ice cream from a place called Craft Creamery, I believe, in Montrose, and it is so delicious. It has like the pepper and like the cheesy flavor. Like, it sounds weird, but it's really good.
Wow. Okay. I've never even heard of that. Like, is that based off of a dish?
Yeah. It's a pretty popular like Italian dish with cheese and pepper. I don't know the exact recipe or what's in it, but it's so delicious. You can get it at pretty much any Italian restaurant.
Okay. I'm going to have to try both of those, the ice cream and the dish itself. I've seen the mac and cheese flavors, right? Like that one is out there. I've seen that. I haven't had a chance to try that one yet, but yeah, I guess cheese can translate over, right? Because you see cheese in so many desserts, so it might be an easier transition.
And it's creamy. Is that mac and cheese ice cream from Van Leeuwen?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I haven't tried that one yet either, but
I need to try that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about an ice cream experience, right? Like, of course we can just go in and get the scoop and get out, or get a quart and get out, but there's so many different experiences out there now. What's something that's caught your eye there, or that you've tried that is an experience ice cream?
Okay, so I have a couple. So the first one is the stretchy ice cream from Boozza. Mm. It's a Mediterranean ice cream, and the ice cream is stretchy. It's a specific ingredient that they use to make it that makes it stretchy. The texture doesn't really change. It's tastes like an ice cream or feels like an ice cream, and it's super, super creamy and delicious. But whenever they scoop it, it stretches.
Wow. So it's not more chewy or anything like that?
No. Yeah. Because whenever you hear or see it, it does look like it maybe even has like a chewy, gummy type texture, but it just tastes like ice cream and it's super creamy and delicious.
Okay. What else do you got?
So the other one is called Creamistry, and this one is a chain, but there's one in Houston near the Galleria, and they freeze ice cream to order. So they flash freeze it with liquid nitrogen, and you see the whole process. You can choose your base, and you can choose the add-ins and the toppings, and it's incredibly creamy too. I'm not sure if it's because it's, you know, frozen with the liquid nitrogen or what, but it's really cool.
I love Creamistry, and I will put this out there. I think their Fruity Pebbles ice cream is one of the best ice creams you'll ever have. Like, ooh. I could eat that thing nonstop. When my wife and my daughter, we go, we usually get one. We're like, because it's so big. And I'm always like, yeah, we'll just share. But it ends up me eating the whole thing and I feel bad. But it is so good. And I've tried Fruity Pebbles ice cream and other places, but nobody can make it like Creamistry. That's a great recommendation.
I'll have to try it. I love Fruity Pebbles. That's also another one that's like one of those things that people either love or hate. But I love Fruity Pebbles. So I'll have to try that. But last time I was there, we had the cookies and cream. And that one, that was amazing.
Yeah. I'm surprised that we haven't seen any of those Turkish ice cream spots, right? Like where they start pulling the cones from you and they start doing the whole act.
I don't know if I've seen that.
Yeah. Houston's original neighborhood downtown is for everyone and it's popping. It's our open-hearted home for our biggest celebrations and our treasured hidden gems. From the world-class theater district to incredible green spaces like Discovery Green, downtown is the place to be. In fact, more people visited downtown Houston last year than the entire population of Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio combined. There's no better time to live downtown than now. From starter apartments to luxury lofts, everyone can take advantage of the arts, business, culture, entertainment, food, and recreation. Now, you might think of downtown as only the heartbeat of Houston's regional economy, which it is, but there's so much more to it, including free events throughout the week with Downtown Houston Plus. From the Market Square Park Farmers Market every Saturday to Yoga Flow every Wednesday, you can find something to do and eat and watch in downtown Houston. Learn more at downtownhouston.org. Downtown Houston, get energized and revived. Okay, are we counting Marble Slab or any of like Cold Stone as a unique spot because of the mixing and juggling and all of that? Because I worked at Marble Slab when I was in college, so I have a little soft spot for it. And I don't know, is this still unique or is it like an everyday ice cream, Marissa? What are your thoughts?
To me, I wouldn't say it's quite unique. It's on the funner side in terms of the experience. I think it's great for kids, you know, to mix the flavors. They can, you know, add in the gummy bears and all of the crazy toppings. But for me, I like to try to stay with the more local spots because there's so many local ice cream shops in Houston.
All right. That's perfect. All right. Let's talk about an ice cream as a gateway because these days we do see a lot of different treats where ice cream is involved, but maybe it's ice cream on top of a snow cone or, of course, ice cream sandwiches, cakes, alcoholic beverages. There's so many different things that ice cream is being used in. What are some unique ice cream add-ons / creative ways to eat ice cream that you've seen or tried?
So I have a few here. I feel like Houston does a good job of, you know, keeping it interesting. So at Cosmic Ice Cream, they have a Rice Krispie sandwich. So it's two pieces of Rice Krispie treats sandwiched with ice cream. And it is so delicious. They change up the flavor, I believe, every so often. So you could try different kinds. But yeah, they are amazing. And then this other one, have you heard of the dough cone?
Is that like a chimney cone or is that something different?
Yeah, similar to the chimney cone. But okay. The dough cone is a food truck here in Houston. So it's a local spot. They sell ice cream in dough cones that are, you know, it's similar to a chimney cake dough wrapped around into a cone shape. And then it's dusted in cinnamon sugar. Ooh. And it is, yeah, so, so good. And they have this amazing Biscoff cookie butter sauce that you can get. And it's amazing, especially with the ice cream and the cone.
Okay. Is the ice cream good though? Or is the cone the attraction there?
It's all good together. Honestly, the ice cream is my favorite part. Like the flavor is immaculate. Like they only do vanilla ice cream, but they do it really, really well. And then you can add all the toppings and whatnot.
I like that. That was naturally going to be the next evolution of ice cream, right? Like, of course, you can make all the unique flavors, creamy ice cream, but the cone at some point was going to get a whole redo. And like the dough cone is one, the chimney cake cones, you've seen that. Because the old waffle cone is good, but I guess that's the next evolution.
Yeah, yeah. It's keeping it interesting.
All right. What is the most underrated ice cream spot in Houston that we have to try?
One of my favorites is Flour and Cream. They have two locations. The original one is in the West U Rice Village area, and then they have a location at the Post. And the ice cream is so good. I think I've had every flavor there. My favorite is the rainbow cake.
Ooh.
And it's a cake batter base, and then they put chunks of their house-made 6-color rainbow cake. It's super cute. The shop itself is super cute too, super gram worthy. And yeah, overall, just a great experience if you want really good ice cream.
I love that. That's a really good recommendation. All right, now I need a mind-blowing flavor, okay? Something that is so unique and something so worth trying that it'll change your perspective on ice cream. What do you got for me?
Oh, no. There are so many options. Okay, I don't have a specific flavor that is mind-blowing that you have to try, but there are a few shops in Houston that I think do a really good job of bringing very unique flavors. And that is Craft Creamery, which I mentioned earlier, that does the Cacio e Pepe ice cream. They also do a pho ice cream.
Mm.
It does taste like pho, but in a good way, because I was very skeptical. I'm Vietnamese and grew up eating pho like almost once a month. And so it was hard for me to conceptualize what that would even taste like, but they do a really good job.
Okay. So is it like brothy? Like how is it? What is the flavor? Yeah, is it limey? Like, I don't know. A little sriracha taste to it? Like, you got to give me a better description here because now I'm curious before I try it.
I think it's more of the spices that go into pho. Like there's anistar. I feel like that's like the main flavor that kind of comes out. And okay. I feel like that's a key ingredient whenever you're making pho to make it like actually taste like pho.
Okay.
So yeah, that's, like I said, it's hard to describe. You just have to try it. But whenever you taste it, you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, that definitely tastes like pho.
Okay, what other mind-blowing spots do you have for us?
I love Milk and Sugar Creamery. They are in Montrose, and I believe they actually just opened a new location in the Heights, or it's either opened already or they're opening a new location. But they have a lot of really unique flavors as well. And they have a Thai tea ice cream that's amazing.
Ooh, I like that. I like The more Thai tea ice cream we can get, the better.
Yeah, so delicious.
All right, one last category, and this is Marissa's choice. A spot that I didn't ask you about or a flavor that I didn't ask you about that you really want everyone to know.
Okay, so there's a new ice cream shop from Austin called Lick Honest Ice Cream. Have you heard of it?
Not yet, no.
Yeah, it's originally from Austin, but they just opened a location in Bel Air. And they have this goat cheese thyme and honey ice cream that is amazing. I had it for the first time, maybe like 10 years ago, I think whenever I was in college still. And it was the most amazing thing ever. I would go to Whole Foods because I think they sold it by the pint there in Dallas when I lived there. And it's just so amazing. And I'm so excited for the new location here in Houston because it's even closer. I don't have to go and get it in the pint. Like, I can get a nice scoop of it. I haven't been yet, but I'm super excited about their opening.
Wow. Goat cheese and thyme. Okay.
And honey.
I'm in because I love honey goat cheese. So yes. I'm with that. Okay. I'm going to try that one. That is really good. Hey, this is awesome. Thank you again for joining us and giving us the best ice cream spots.
Thank you, Rahil. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoy talking with you and sharing all of the unique ice cream shops.
Absolutely. That was Marissa Fiala. You can follow her at Houston Hotspots on Instagram and TikTok or head to HoustonHotspots.com for her neighborhood guides. Before we go, what other Food Tuesday episodes would you like to hear? Are there guides to certain cuisines around town that you want? Well, shoot us a text message at 713-489-6972 or message us with the link in our show notes. This show is for you, after all, and our entire CityCast Houston team wants to make sure we're giving you the content you want. So don't be shy and send us ideas for future food episodes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new. Hey, Carly, did you have audio issues there?
Is that me?
Yeah, I think so. Were you touching a mic or something?
I wasn't touching the mic, but I am talking with my hands a lot. So maybe it's just like the movement. I'll try to be still.
No. I mean, move around. Just don't hit the mic. You're good.